Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships, hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I'd like to read to you an article from the June issue of the Christian Womanhood magazine. The theme is Making God Your Father. And this is from Amy Vasek, a dedicated father. In 1988, in the country of Armenia, an earthquake registering 8.2 took place that almost flattened the entire nation. In less than 4 minutes, over 30,000 people lost their lives. A little boy named Armand had been dropped off at school by his father like he had been every morning of the school year. In the middle of utter chaos, Armand's father left his wife in the safety of their home and ran to the school where his son was, only to realize that the building had completely crumbled in the quake. As he stood there in immediate grief, he remembered the promise he had made to his son, "No matter what, I'll always be there for you." The tears began to flow uncontrollably as he stared at the huge pile of rubble. Everything looked hopeless. But he couldn't shake the commitment to his son. He began to try to figure out where his son's classroom had been located. Trying to process the way the children would have walked was difficult because everything looked so different. He knew that Armand's classroom was somewhere in the back right corner of the building. When he finally located the spot, he started digging through the rubble. Other parents began to arrive, and in anguish they cried, "My daughter," or "My son." Other people started yelling at Armand's father to give up and try to pull him away from the pile of rubble. They were saying, "It's too late. They're all dead. You can't help. Just go home. You're going to make things worse." To each person he responded, "Are you going to help me now?" He would then proceed to dig for his son, moving the rubble stone by stone. The fire chief came, the police came, and many others came to try to deter him from digging, but no one helped him. He dug through the pile of rubble and debris for 8 hours, 10 hours, 25 hours, 36 hours, and still no one helped. In the 38th hour, he pulled back a boulder and heard a voice, "Daddy, Daddy, is that you?" The man screamed his son's name, "Armand!" He heard back, "Dad, it's me. I told the other kids not to worry. I told them that you were alive, you'd save me, and when you saved me, you'd save them. I told them you promised, no matter what, I'll always be there for you. You did it, Dad." When the building collapsed, a small pocket had formed in the corner of their classroom, and 14 of Armand's classmates were inside. Armand's father told him to reach for his hand so he could pull him out, but instead, Armand said in his full confidence of the father, "No, let the other kids come out first, because I know you'll get me. No matter what, I know you'll be here for me." What an awesome dad. What a true hero. Is it any wonder why Armand had such confidence in his father? "Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance." Selah, Psalm 32:7. "But I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble." Psalm 59:16. Child of God, this world looks like a pile of rubble that is threatening to crush us. But your heavenly Father has power beyond comprehension. He loves you. He will protect you. He is always here for you. Don't despair. He will come again for you. Isn't that a great thought? It made me tear up because I know that our Heavenly Father loves us enough that He'll be there for us no matter what the situation, no matter what our anguish might be. He wants to be there for us and wants to help us. So that little story really made God more real to me because it pictures how He will always be there for us, just like Armand's father was always there for him. You can rest in that, dear child of God, knowing that your Father loves you and cares for you and wants to take care of you and be there for you all the time. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.